Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah is Siman Shin Sadi Ches from the Sif Zayin. Hayushtei Ayaros Zus Smucha Luzu. So we referred to this yesterday as the case of it's called two cities next to each other. We're going to give them, as he says, two cities. You're going to give them between each other. Kuf Mem Aleph Amos Ushlish. There is in between these two cities 141 and a third Amos. So each city has their own 70 and two-thirds of an amma. Amos. From each city, they, chashuvim shteim kirachas. Both of those cities are viewed as one city. This, we pointed out, is even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, who does not give you an automatic 70 and two-thirds outside the city like the Ramah does. But as we pointed out earlier, in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph yesterday, the Mechaber is Moda that we give you a full 70 and two-thirds Amos when we're joining up two cities that are 141 and a third Amos in total next to each other. So then they each have this 70 and two-thirds Amos that now connect up the two cities into one city. And this is even according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gra, the Veralacha. Venintzeis kol ir mehen ma'aleches es kol ha'ir ashniyah. So it ends up being that these two cities join up, and each city can go and walk across the other whole city, the second city across from it, v'chutzalah, and beyond that, another alpayim amah. So in other words, if you have one city, and then 141 and a third amos, in between that city and another city, so you can go walk to that next city, and then go to the end of that next city, and then go another 2,000 amos. And that's how far you can go, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Vav, Chutz L'Alpayim Amos. But he points out, as we saw yesterday, Ludas Hagah B'Sifhei. And according to the Ramah, who we said, the Be'er Lacha and the Grah don't go like, you again, no Snim Mitzchila Shivim Amos B'Shirayim Mechakach Alpayim Amos. You'll give the guy not only 2,000 amos from the edge of the second city, but you first go out, even if there are no houses extending out, you first go out another 70 and two-thirds amos, and from there, another 2,000 amos. So 2,072 and two-thirds amos, according to the Ramah. We continue on in the Ramah. V'chein chomas ha'ir she'nifritza. And so too, a wall of a city that fell down, that breached Mishnei Ruchaseha on both of its sides, Zu Keneged Zu, one opposite the other, meaning the parallel walls, either east-west, north-south, V'charbu Habatim Shebeinayim, and the homes that were between these two walls became null and void, they got destroyed, Ad Kuf Mem Ama Aleph Ama Ushlish, up to 141 and a third Amos. It's still, the city is still going to be considered Dino Kisasum, it's going to be considered sealed up, and therefore, you'll be able to treat the whole thing as one whole city still. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, Dino Kisasum, V'yachol Lelech Mitzei Ha'ir V'yakatzeu. You'll be able to go ahead and walk from one side of the city to the other side of the city, even though the walls on both sides have been breached, even though the homes have been destroyed, as long as there is 141 and a third amos between the destroyed homes from the last existing home to the next on one side to the last existing home on the other side, as long as 141 and a third amos in between, so then you have this whole city still being viewed as one whole city, and you can therefore walk from one side of the city to the other side of the city, umisham, and from there, ulachutz, and from there to the outside, modin atchum, that's where you go ahead and measure out the tchum, t'chol she'ein behapirza, because whenever you do not have in the pirza, yoiser, mishir, shnei iburim, whenever the breach is not greater than two iburs, which is 70 and two-thirds, adayin ki'ir achasi, so 2 times 70 and two-thirds equals 141 and a third, so then it's still going to be considered one city. But more than that, once there is a breach and the homes as well were demolished, so then the cities then become two cities and you can't treat them as one. We're moving now a parol. Continuing in the Ramah, aval bayis echad afilu gadol harbe. But if you're dealing with one home, even if it's a huge home, ein lo din ir, you can't give it a din of a city. Latet lo to give it shivim amos v'shirayim to give it 70 2/3 amos. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkatan lamid ches aval bayis echad bein shuvim b'fnei atzma. Whether it's a home alone by itself. Again, remember the Ramah shita is a city by itself has an extra 70 2/3. So he's saying you can't view it as a city with respect to that. Uvenchu, let's say it's next to a samach le'ir, let's say it's next to a city, the richuch yoyser mishiva ama, mishirayim. If it's next to a city more than 70 2/3 amos away, we don't give it a din of a city to go ahead and say, oh, I have a city, and then across from the city, I have just one home, and that's a city, so I can now have 141 1/3. Because the b'shtei airos ki haigavna, nachshavin ki achas, because if it was two cities like this, it would be viewed as one city until, as we said, ad kuf mem aleph ama ushlish, until 141 amos and a third. Like I said before, aval bayis achas ein ladinir na. But that's not the shot by one bayis. One bayis, all you have is if it's within 70 2/3 amos, then according to all days, you could attach it up, but not more than that. But if you had three yards, and chol chatzer, and each yard they would Shnei Batim, two homes, then guess what? Az Mikra Yir, then you can consider it a city, retain La Ibor to give it Ibor. So that he seems to be giving the minimal share of a city, which is three chatzeros, and with two Batim in each of those chatzeros.